In this video, I'm going to tell you why it's scary or challenging or hard to post on social media, whether that's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook. And I'm also going to tell you how you can get over that. By understanding that, you'll be able to move forward, you'll be able to start posting and grow your business. So let's not waste any more time and get straight into it. So, okay, first, you need to understand what social media actually is. Social media is not being used by most people the way that we really should use it, given what tool it is that is available to us right now. If you have a business, whatever that business is, no matter what it is, you're essentially, as a business, providing a solution for a problem for the market, for someone, for your customers, for your clients. The goal is for them to see you as the solution. Now, in order for the market or the world to even know that you exist, you have to let the world know that you exist. And up until the days of social media, businesses have done that through advertising. Social media itself has evolved so much since the creation of it. You know, we all used it at some point of our lives as the digital photo album, but that's no longer what it is. And if you are a business trying to grow on social media and you're using it as like a digital photo album, you're not using it correctly. Think of social media as a way to advertise your business for free. You have these platforms that have billions of people on it, and you have the ability to post on it for absolutely free. So when you look at it like that, you can see that social media is actually a way to grow your business, grow yourself as a brand, which in turn will grow your business as well. But that is not the way that most people see it, which also plays one of the biggest roles in why we don't post, why it's scary to post. Now, there are a multitude of challenges that come along when you're trying to post and the things that keep you from posting. And everyone has their own unique path. So there might be certain things that are completely unique that you may think, oh, well, no one else goes through this because I do. But I promise you, the core of the reason of why you don't post, even though at the top level might be unique to you, at the core of it, at the base of it, where it's coming from, it's more than likely very, very, very similar to most people. And we are relationally dependent species, we're social creatures, and we're herd species. This means that connection, socializing, the herd, community plays a huge part in our survival. This is how we biologically work. Connection for a human being is actually more important for our survival than food and water. And you've gone through life experiencing yourself and witnessing a lot of shame being put onto people for just behaving a specific way. Whatever that way is, which usually most of the time is the opposite of what most of society would label as normal, or better yet, their own version of normal. And whenever that happens, you would see the reaction from others to that person, or you would experience that reaction to yourself. If you're trying to do something different, something new, something that is not expected of you, something that people don't want you to do or don't even think you should do, you will trigger them to react in a certain way. And what's going on is you're triggering their own stuff within them, and they are projecting that onto you. So you might post something on social media and it will trigger someone you know. And that trigger might be a comment that they write, or they might see you and say something to you. Something like, yeah, I see you're posting videos. Like, what are you doing? That, along with a huge amount of possible reasons that you're perceiving that could manifest into reality and could be the case, will lead you to rejection or a perception of rejection. Now, you've had many experiences in your life where you have been rejected emotionally. This is through our childhood. This could be being rejected for being angry. So the angry parts of you are rejected. If you've ever been called too needy, that's a rejection, even though we're creatures of needs and you're never feeling wrong and you're never ever too needy because you're always at the correct level of need based on the experiences you've had. So if at a time you may need affection and need love and need that connection, that closeness, and that wasn't available for you, or you got pushed away, that is a form of rejection. And every time we get rejected, we lose that thing that we rely on biologically, which is connection. And that leads us to feeling annihilation. The reason we feel annihilation is because that feeling of annihilation will get us to maintaining connection. Because connection is one of the ways that as a species, it ensures our survival. That's why annihilation feels so bad. And because you've been through so many experiences of this, now you're looking to post on social media. And every time you go to post on social media or even think about it, you quickly run through your perception of the possibilities of what could happen. And what could happen is everyone in my life will think I'm ridiculous. They'll make fun of me. They'll talk about me behind my back. They might even say something to me like, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? What, you think you're an expert? What, you think you're good at this? Or they might just look at me and go, oh yeah, I saw it. Or they might watch it and not like it. They might not comment on it. I might not get supported. All of the possibilities that you go through, which is the reason why you may be concerned about posting, is a form of rejection. And because you've already had many experiences of rejection in the past, which are unresolved, that means they are still within you, which is what trauma is. Not only are you concerned about rejection in that moment, but what's actually happening more than in that moment is a lot of the rejection that you've experienced in the past is all being triggered to be brought to your awareness. This is why you feel anxiety. This is why you feel fear, because you are being triggered to feel the parts of yourself that have felt the unsafety of rejection in the past and that are still in that pain. It doesn't matter what your business is. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. It doesn't matter what picture you want to put up on social media, what video you want to put on YouTube. It doesn't matter. The only reason you would feel anything that you do that would stop you from doing that is because you're being triggered to feel the underlying belief, which is I'm going to be rejected. And the reason you don't is because that is how you protect yourself from feeling that rejection, which ultimately will take you towards feeling annihilation. This is how we've learned to keep ourselves safe. But this is the important thing. You understand that now. You understand what it is that you're feeling that is actually stopping you from taking the steps that you need to take in order to grow and achieve what you're trying to achieve. So you need to do two things, because the path that you need to go towards is 50% this and 50% this. But what are these things that you need to do? The first 50% is integration. You need to learn how to understand the parts of yourself that get triggered to feel what you feel in those moments, because those feelings are the reasons why you're not moving forward. It's literally every single decision a human being makes is based on the way that it makes them feel. So the reason that I won't push further forward and actually post is because I'm feeling all of that fear and rejection and despair and anger. I'm feeling all of that. And then the other parts of me that have learned that that's not safe stop me from moving forward. So by integrating that pain that I have that is being triggered, then it won't be as overwhelming. I won't even feel the way that I do, which will allow me to move forward and take the steps that I need to take in order to achieve what I'm trying to achieve and get to my success. And then the other 50% is take action. You have to take action. If you just do one without the other, you're not going to achieve what you want to achieve. Now, taking action doesn't mean bulldozing how you feel. So if you just integrate and not take any action, you're not going to create the reality that you want because you're not building it. But then if you just take action and not integrate, what you're doing is you're bulldozing this part. And by bulldozing parts of yourself and by bulldozing these emotions, bulldozing how you feel in order to achieve something, what that's going to do is it's going to intensify the stress that you're feeling. The pain's still going to be there. It's not going to go away. And this is where most of people's imposter syndrome comes from, because they just bulldoze and continue going and going and going. But this part is still there. These parts, better yet, are still there. The taking action part needs to be done along with the integration part. It needs to be done in a way of like, I'm moving forward, being there for myself. If I fail at something, then that's okay because I'm there for myself, even though no one else might be there for me. And when you're posting on any sort of social media, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, LinkedIn, whatever it is, if you're doing it expecting people that are already following you to like it, don't. It's the way that you need to present yourself to the world. This is what your brand is. If you're just starting your business, or you've been doing your business but just really kind of pushing and starting on social media, you're presenting yourself this thing. And so a lot of people that are already on social media, it's new to them, and they might not resonate with that, might not be interested, which is so okay. And honestly, so what would happen is that they might unfollow you. They might just not respond to any of your video. And that's great, because you never want to try and convince someone that doesn't want what you have to give to have it. What you need to do is you need to continuously move forward, continuously keep posting, and it will pop up for someone that does want what you have to give. And then they will follow you. And then other people will find it. And then they will follow you. And more and more and more. You just keep going. And eventually you get to a place where you have more followers than you've ever had that are all interested in what you have to say and what you're actually putting out there in the world. But in order to reach that, you have to move forward. You have to take the action as well as integrate. Now, this whole concept of moving forward in a way that is actually going to get you to where you want to get to requires you to understand how to do both. I speak about how to do this with my Limitless Growth Formula. If you want to watch that video, it's a completely free video. I'll put it in the first comment and the description of this video. If you're an entrepreneur trying to create wealth and abundance with your business, 100% watch that video. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you growing your business. It's about you growing you. And you can't grow without understanding integration and action. If you don't know how to integrate, and I mean truly integrate, I don't mean stress management, I don't mean coping, I mean integrate, resolution. If you don't know how to do that, click that link and you will learn so much more about it. This journey is not about becoming anything other than you. You becoming the version of yourself that you authentically are. That's how you find your peace. That's how you find your joy. That's how you find your confidence. And that's how you resolve your limiting beliefs. I'll see you on the other side.